Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today with my co-host,
Tom Bajur.
And Tom, I think this is a very exciting program we're going to have. It's very informational for our listeners, and it's something that I don't know enough about. I don't know about you, because we're going to be talking about a seminar that's called Discovering Revelation.
You know, Revelation is, some people even say it's a closed book, and so they don't even open it. Other people explore it, but if you've ever listened to the media and such, it's a when it comes to Revelation, you've got the whole spectrum. People are all over the board. There's not much of a single path except on Strong Tower Radio.
Right. Well, I always wondered the word revelation. I mean, how can it be a closed book? Reveal.
Well, something. Yeah, revealing. But, you know, just let me share this. I came out of a seminar somewhere like this one that's coming up. It was by Pastor David Asherick one time. It was in Grand Rapids years ago. And I just got through hearing about Revelation. I turned on to my local Christian radio station. This was before Strong Tower Radio. And I heard one of the big names talk about Revelation. And I said, there's no comparison between these two, what I heard on the radio and what I heard in the seminar. So we got a few things to talk about, Jelaine.
Yes. And so on the phone, folks, we have Mark Howard and Cameron DeVazier. And they are evangelism coordinators for the Mission Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Welcome to our program.
Hey, we're glad to be here.
Thank you so much.
Well, these people should be familiar to our audiences, especially we got audiences. I say that plural, but we have them over the transmitters. We also have them streaming online at str.fm, the link to our website, Strong Tower Radio, and also on the smartphone apps of the Apple and Android. Between 9 Eastern Time, between 9 to 11, you have a Bible study. On Friday, you have a Bible study from 9 to 11. You have Talking Points, which Pastor DeVazier and Pastor Mark Howard host, and then we have It Is Written, who is the guest is the author for the study for each quarter of the year, and then you have 3ABN panel. So it's a wonderful 2 hours of in-depth Bible study.
It sure is. So Tom, before we get started though, talking about this specific seminar, would you have a word of prayer?
Will do. Our great Heavenly Father, it's always good to be in your word and have a word of prayer that helps us illuminate, puts us willing to follow wherever you lead us. Be with our guests today as they share about discovering revelation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, the first question I'd like to ask Mark is your titles is that you're evangelism coordinators. What does that mean?
Yes. Okay, well, you know, the word evangelism, actually the word evangelism isn't in the Bible, but the word evangelist is, and it means someone who tells the good news. And I think our listeners are probably acquainted with the idea that the word gospel literally means good news. So when we talk about evangelism from a Christian perspective, this is the sharing of the good news of Jesus Christ. And as evangelism coordinators in our conference, we coordinate and organize opportunities where we can publicly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to basically the general populace of Michigan.
What a great job.
Oh. Yeah, really.
Okay. And you get paid to do this?
we actually do.
Okay, so the Discovering Revelation series that we're going to be talking about, I understand there's some background to where this came from.
Yeah, so the Discovering Revelation, first of all, I liked your point, Jelaine. Revelation means a revealing. And I can't tell you over the years, because I've preached on the book of Revelation, and I've had people say, oh, isn't that a closed book? And so I've challenged them before to say, try this little, you know, exercise, if you will. Come home to your husband, your wife, your kids, significant other, whatever, and say, hey, you won't believe it. I just had the most amazing revelation. And when they ask you, really, what was it? Say, I have no idea. And of course, it doesn't make any sense because a revelation is something that's been revealed. And so the idea of discovering revelation is we're going to the book of Revelation, that last book of the Bible, and we're discovering what has already been revealed there.
Amen.
Now, discovering revelation is something we are partnering with a ministry called Voice of Prophecy. Voice of Prophecy is actually one of the first Christian broadcasts in our country, if not the world, as I understand it. It began in 1929. In fact, it first aired on KNX Radio in Los Angeles, California. And at the time, it was one of four Christian broadcast ministries. And I believe even then, it was not called Voice of Prophecy. It was called the Tabernacle of the Air. Of course, tabernacle being the idea of the church in the wilderness or the church, you know, the church building. But instead of being on a building, it was on the air. It was on the radio. And then later on, it became called Voice of Prophecy. And the speaker was HMS Richards, minister by the name of HMS Richards. Today, the director of that ministry is a minister by the name of Sean Boonstra. And so anyway, we partnered with them, continuing their tradition of proclaiming the gospel. We're doing it in personal meetings. They've done it on the radio, which you're very well acquainted with.
Absolutely. Well,
and I just want to mention, folks, that Voice of Prophecy, we do carry some of their programming, and you've heard Sean Boonstra.
Yeah, Sean Boonstra, but also their ministry produces Discovery Mountain. Mm-hmm. His wife produces that. And from time to time, we'll run a series that will be similar to Discovering Revelation. Sean Boonstra has done a few of them that are classics that we air. So, Pastor DeVasier, what is the difference between, you know, we're partial to hearing it on the air, but we also believe that being in person in one of these meetings is important. How are these meetings, Discovering Revelation, the same, and how are they different than what they hear weekdays on Strong Tower Radio at 10 o'clock? And
no,
at
9 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Yeah, 9 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Well, obviously, and Strong Tower Radio has advantages, as you guys will absolutely testify to, that people can get it in their car, they can get it all throughout the day, on demand, on the line. So there are certain advantages to technology, and radio being one of those classic forms of technology that is a great benefit for giving the gospel to the world. So these in-person meetings don't take anything away from the power of radio ministry and online ministries. At the same time, there is something special about actually being together in person in the room and sharing these inspired thoughts, right? Opening the Word of God together in that collective kind of sense. Because a lot of people right now are dealing with isolation and loneliness and separation, whether it's from pandemic or just the circumstances of modern life kind of draw us away. You know, we kind of make the joke about social media that it's actually the anti-social media. You don't actually visit with people anymore. And the opportunity just to visit with people at all, but specifically for the purpose of diving into the Word of God and studying these deep things that have spiritual and eternal implications, there's something special about being together for that. And so while the messages you hear on Christian radio, especially Strong Tower Radio or the affiliates you mentioned, Voice of Prophecy or those kind of ministries, are powerful and wonderful in their, you might get a piece of it on the radio. At this particular set of meetings, you're going to go in person and hear it. You're going to have a consistent schedule of hearing it, and you're going to have a curriculum, if you will, a course of study that won't just be a one-off message in isolation, but it will be in context, an unfolding of Bible truth that will be powerful in its effect in the life. So for instance, you were talking earlier about how the book of Revelation by its very name is that thing, a revelation of something. But if you look at the opening lines, it's the book of Revelation. It says the revelation of Jesus Christ. So what's going to be revealed is not only academic or even biblical truth, but you're going to have an encounter with the living God and his son Jesus Christ as you study that final book of the Bible. And so Jesus is speaking to us in his word. We're going to have the opportunity to open that word together And I believe the Holy Spirit will do some powerful work in people's lives as we see Jesus more clearly and allow him into our hearts more deeply. So I'm excited about the potential of hearing it on the radio, but being there in person to study it through together.
I would add one more thing to that, and that is when you're in, you know, on your listeners on Strong Tower may have questions that they can't really ask the radio.
Mm. Yes.
But when you're there in person, where we have these sites, when we're wherever we're having one of these series, and somebody comes out, they can stay afterwards and ask questions on things that they didn't get didn't understand clearly. And so there's that interaction that can take place as well.
Absolutely.
So also then, you said like a curriculum. So after that seminar that day, that evening, whenever it is, do they walk away with something in their hand that they can read?
Absolutely. There are typically handouts that go along with the topics. There are other booklets that we will give out so that people have opportunity to further study these biblical topics that they learn and the themes that they learn. So yes, they'll have an abundance of learning materials.
Well, and that's another thing, Jelaine, we want to really highlight too, is that when you come to these meetings, if you're at all familiar with the Bible, some of the ideas you hear are going to be, oh, I know that. But you might be open to some new idea, some new concept or teaching that you might want to, let me hear that again, or let me study back over that. Mm-hmm. So most sites are going to be handing out study guides or corresponding study sheets or something with that. And like Pastor Howard said, additional booklets and other resources where you can look at the idea that was just presented, compare scripture with scripture, get a better understanding of it, maybe submit some questions and have some dialogue about it, visit with the speaker. So the goal is not just to expose to an idea, but to really dig into it, and so people can see for themselves what the Bible truly says.
And we're only using the Bible. I mean, we're not having other books or newspaper articles that, you know, it's opinions. That's what I see and hear a lot, is something about an opinion, but that, you know, isn't what the Bible says. I just have to share with you and listeners that we have a farm, we have workers, and one worker came to us last week. And he wanted to have a better relationship with his son because him and his wife had gotten divorced. And his son is in his 20s, and his son told his dad, I'm reading the Bible, starting to read the Bible through. And he realized that the seventh day is Sabbath, which is Saturday. He told his son that, or his son told his dad that, because of him reading the Bible. And I've always said, if people read the Bible, they are going to learn things they did not know before.
Mm. Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Jelaine, because I was recently, in fact, there were two accounts, and the two are indicative of so many more, but there's a popular conservative Christian news commentator who I saw a video recently, and the reason I bring all that up is I saw a video recently where this person said that he has begun for the first time in his life reading through the Bible. Now, this man has been a commentator and, again, a professed, you know, Christian values for years of his commentating and everything. But he just recently started reading the Bible, and he commented on how amazing it was, like, going through the Bible and learning things and seeing things he'd never seen before. And along the same lines, there's a Hollywood actor that I saw that shared essentially the same testimony. Grew up in a Baptist home, but really had never read the Bible for himself, and then had undertaken a journey to read through some of the holy books like the Quran and some of the others and the Bible. And he just gravitated toward the Bible because he felt like it was really speaking to the needs of humanity, the issues he sees in the world today. So what was interesting to me in both of those accounts, similar to yours, is there are a lot of people, there are a lot of Christians who have grown up under Christian influence but have never themselves personally studied the Bible, searched the Bible, searched the scriptures. And we find that in these seminars, as if people come out and they hear the Bible, you would think, well, I've been a Christian my whole life, but I've had people who've been Christian their whole lives who come to a seminar like this and they're like, I can't believe how much I'm learning that I never knew.
Amen. Mm.
Everybody has to find religion for themselves. A walk with Christ. It can't be handed down. It can't be from a pulpit. It ultimately, you can hear it from the pulpit, but you have to verify it for yourself. Do you agree with that, Pastor DeBasier?
100% true. I mean, the Apostle Paul in the early church, he commended the Bereans for not only accepting what he said, but then going back to Scripture to make sure these things were so. So I don't think that there's anyone who wants to be even a good minister, how powerful or stirring his presentations might be. Any minister worth his salt doesn't want to be believed just because he's the messenger or just because it's got this denominational name attached to it or something like that. The goal of the pastor, the goal of the evangelist is not to win people to you, but through your presentation of the gospel, win people to Christ and his word.
Amen.
And so when people come to these meetings, I'll go back to that thing. The revelation they're going to get is a revelation of Jesus Christ. They're going to see God himself through his word speaking to their hearts. And they're going to learn new things. They're going to have probably some ideas that might challenge them or at first confuse or interest them or engage them or even say, like, I've always thought something like that. Now I can see it for myself in the word. And that kind of confidence, it takes faith out of the realm of the sometimes even fantasy or, you know, mythology and make it true life, reality. Mm. And say, like, oh, now I know who God is, what his plan is for my life, what's coming down the pike. I have a context to put all of my questions that would have been frustrating in my daily experience. I understand things better now. Some of the mysteries some of the topics that are going to be touched on in these meetings, you're going to learn about things that people will maybe colloquially hear about, whether it's the mark of the beast or the second coming of Jesus or the state of the dead or how all of these kind of things that in the back of people's minds, either we don't know or we think we know, or we've heard opinions about, wouldn't it be better to see what the Bible actually says and come to peace with God through his word directly? And that's what these meetings provide.
So now you alluded to, you know, topics. How many topics are we going to be learning about?
Well, there are give or take 20 presentations in each site. So I didn't mention this yet, but we're going to have 75 sites across the state of Michigan. And each one of those sites is going to, the schedule will vary a little bit. Everything kicks off on October the 2nd, which is a Monday. But the meeting times themselves will be determined by local advertisements. And for any questions a person has, the best place to go is to the website discoveringrevelation.com. And when they go there, then they can search a site by zip code that will find the locations nearest them. And when they do that, it will give the particular times. And there might be some variation in the meeting schedules, what have you. But roughly, you're looking at 20 topics and or presentations. So there's, I mean, you got to figure there's the book of Revelation has 22 chapters in it. So there's a lot to cover. And it's going to be a lot of good study. Something else that I should mention is that a lot of people don't understand, because if any of the listeners have studied through the book of Revelation or heard commentators on the book of Revelation outside of, say, Strong Tower, there are a lot of opinions on it. And sometimes it gets to a point that people say, well, how do I know your opinion is the right one or their opinion is the right one? I really want to say that when you study the Bible yourself, it will become very apparent very quickly what the right view is, because the Bible doesn't leave us to guess at it. The Bible actually gives us a direction on how to study it. And what's interesting about the book of Revelation that and something that confuses people when they don't understand it is Revelation is the last chapter of the book, so to speak. And it draws from, in some cases, in many cases, verbatim from other places in the Bible. So it pulls together all the other things in the Bible and kind of brings them together in the end. And if a person doesn't know that and they're just floating through the book of Revelation and trying to apply it to the modern news, they're not going to get the point. And so as you pull together from other places in Scripture, the Bible becomes its own interpreter, and it really becomes clear what the message of Revelation is. So the 20 topics, as I mentioned, I mean, there's a lot to cover in the book, but it's going to be a rich study that's going to really probably fill in a lot of gaps in people's understanding that they hadn't heard before, and yet it's right there in Scripture. Mm-hmm.
So I just pulled up on my computer. I went to discoveringrevelation.com, And of course, my computer, you know, it's asking me for my location, so I give it permission.
Yeah.
Where lots of times I don't give permission.
But this is when you can.
Yeah.
And this is a safe one.
Yeah. And so anyways, so it took me to, you know, I'm in the Cadillac area. And so it's taken me to, you know, and it says reserve my spot here. And it tells me, you know, it happens to be at the Cadillac Seventh-day Adventist Church and who the speaker is. But now I have a question because it says don't miss the first three nights. And the first one, and this is, it starts October 2nd. All the sites start on October 2nd. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Which
yes.
is a Monday. Okay. And
kind of sounds like one of those marathons where everybody starts at the same time, but not everybody finishes at the same time.
Yeah.
That's about it. Well, you know, we have to understand there are varied schedules in different churches and locales. And so, you know, some are farming communities, some are other communities, and whatever reasons that a church may have, they may alter that schedule a little bit. But it's going to be through the month of October for the most part.
Okay, so like the very first night that's showing up here for the Cadillac, it says a new world order. Is everybody starting kind of at the same, you know?
Yes, the first three topics are all going to be identically named.
Okay.
That's part of the Voice of Prophecy program. And there's going to be, for the most part, it's going to be in lockstep. There might be some variations. Somebody may choose to title something differently, but you're still looking at the same basic message from the Book of Revelation. So, but you're not going to find the variation in the first three nights, especially. That's in the printed materials that we've used. We've coordinated that together.
Okay.
And now, one other thing I want to mention is when you look at that site and you're looking up, say, for example, there's two things that can happen. A person can type in Discovering Revelation and give their location. But if the network you're on shows you somewhere else, or if you're using a VPN or something, it might have you over in Tennessee somewhere. So I've had people have that issue. What you'll want to do is there's another, and I don't have a site in front of me, where it allows you to find other locations near you, and then you can put in your zip code. And what that will do, because let's say you're doing this from Cadillac, but you drive 45 minutes to Cadillac to work, and you actually live over somewhere else. And so it's giving you the Cadillac location. You're thinking, is there something closer to my home?
Right.
You can go in and put your zip code in, and that will show you multiple locations that are closer to where you actually work or live or whatever.
Well, for instance, also, we've heard of people who might be visiting family downstate, and they may want to check out that location rather than they won't physically be in Cadillac. They might be down in Detroit. So they'll look up for a location in the Detroit area.
So we have Strong Tower Radio in the UP and all over Michigan, as well as a couple stations in Illinois. But so this Discovering Revelation is Michigan only for sites. There's not outside Michigan.
In person?
For in person.
Well, you have to understand that, again, we're partnering with Voice of Prophecy. There are other conferences, and when I mean conferences, the Seventh-day Adventist Church is divided into different conferences by state and what have you. And there are other conferences that have done and will do a partner with Voice of Prophecy to do Discovering Revelation, but they may do it at a different time. This is the event that we are coordinating with Voice of Prophecy, and we being Michigan, so these are the Michigan sites.
Sure, okay.
A person may look on there, honestly, and enter in their zip code, and they may find a site near them that isn't going to be October 2.
Okay.
It may be coming up, yeah.
My point is because we have radio stations up in the UP, so also there are sites up in the Upper Peninsula. That's where I was going.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, I wanted to share that we talked about this earlier. What's the difference between in-person and listening to it on Strong Tower Radio? Some of these presentations are presented on Strong Tower Radio. I don't think it's an either-or. I think it's complementary.
Yeah, in fact, much of what you're doing on Strong Tower, when you do a series like this on Strong Tower, in most cases, if not in every case, they were originally live series. Because that's how, you know, as we preach the gospel, you preach the gospel, you publicly proclaim. This has been since the New Testament church. So we still do that today. But today we have the benefit of recording these things. And then you guys can get the recordings, and then people who weren't able to make that live meeting, or even if they were but they want to review it, now they're listening, in essence, to the same messages.
Absolutely.
Well, and Tom, on that point, a pastor mentioned a testimony of a lady who attended a program at his church, and they invited her to a series of meetings, just like Discovering Revelation. And as she went through the meeting, she not only along with herself, she brought others with her, her family members. And as they started to review some of the things they were learning, the pastor asked her if these subjects were new to her. And she said, no, I've heard these things for the past several years on Strong Tower Radio. So it's not like the things that are being presented are completely different than a Strong Tower Radio, but Strong Tower Radio might give you a piece here and a piece there and a little bit. But when you come to this series, you're going to have a chance to systematically, thoroughly, and patiently study through the scriptures, like Mark alluded to, and let the scripture interpret itself. Let the Bible answer your questions so that when those opportunities for decisions are coming, it's not the first time you're exposed to something and there's a rush or some sort of like, you know, fleeting thing. But this is a deep-seated, confidence-built thing that's established on the Word of God.
You know, we have a program called Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour. We record it on site, and we play it back on the air. But I always tell people it's always better in person. So I want to encourage our listeners, Discovering Revelation, it's best to see it in person. So, Jelaine, tell the people a little bit about this program and where they can attend a Discovering Revelation near them.
Go to discoveringrevelation.com, and if you, it'll ask you if you know you want to know your location, because if you do that, they're gonna where you're sitting at, or like you said, you know where your computer's going through. And if you don't, you can put in your zip code that you want to see this at, and it will tell you where to go. So, folks, years ago I went to a seminar similar to this, and just, wow.
Changed your life.
Yes. Totally. Reading the Bible changed my life, and understanding it more. In the book of Revelation, it is. It reveals Jesus Christ. That's what it says right in the very beginning. And I know as you read the book of Revelation, there's some scary things in there, some animals, but coming to this series will help you understand, because even though it's revealing of Revelation, pastors, that's not just the only book. We're going to be comparing scriptures to other scriptures throughout the book, correct?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay. So, folks, go to discoveringrevelation.com to find out where there is one of these series close to you. And you can type in your zip code. You'll be able to find out they're being held in local places in some of the cities. It's being held at churches. There's lots of different places. And if you're driving around, you will see these billboards on the highways and talking about it. So we just pray that you will be blessed by learning more about Revelation, especially the times that we're living in, Tom. Jesus is coming soon.
Yes.
So thank you, pastors. And we just pray that this will be a wonderful series for people.
Amen. Amen.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner with my co-host,
Tom Majure.
And we're here with Strong Tower Radio. And we have a very special guest in our made-up studio at the Great Lakes Adventist Academy, where we're having camp meeting while we're doing this. And it's how many years we've been doing this, Tom?
I believe it's been 4 years we've been doing remote broadcasts from Strong Tower Radio, from the Michigan Conference camp meeting.
And so we always try to get the speakers, because lots of times they're from long ways away. And we have in the studio with us Stephen Bohr, who is the president of Secrets Unsealed and Some TV. Welcome to Strong Tower Radio.
Thank you, Jelaine. It's a blessing to be here with you and with Tom.
So first, we hear you on our radio station. We air his sermons.
Absolutely.
And so anyways, though, some people might not know who you are, Pastor Bohr. So give us a little bit of background of you, your life, what you've been doing.
Well, how much time do we have?
Well, I know, because you've got a lot.
Well, I grew up in a Seventh-day Adventist family. We lived in South America. I was there from the time that I was 4 till 14. So I'm bilingual. I speak Spanish and English. My wife and I have been married for 52 years.
Oh, wow.
We have two children, Stephen, who is the production director of Some TV, and Jennifer, who is the general manager of a restaurant in St. Helena, California, where Ellen White died. So in a nutshell, that's the story of my life.
Well, and you've been a pastor. I mean, right now you're president of Secrets Unsealed, plus Some TV. And Some TV is an acronym for?
Secrets Unsealed Ministries.
Okay. And you've been doing that longer, though, than the Some TV.
Yes. So we started as a production company. Basically producing programming to send to Amazing Facts, to 3ABN, because they had broadcasting capacity. But a few years ago, probably about 6 years ago, we decided to go into broadcasting. So Secrets Unsealed is the production side, and Some TV is the broadcasting side of our ministry.
So you had a lifelong ministry, and did you retire and then go into Secrets Unsealed?
Yes, I served in the Seventh-day Adventist Church in different capacities for 40 years. And then about 7 years ago, I retired in quotation marks. But I've been working full-time since then as president of Secrets Unsealed. And the Lord has blessed. We've grown phenomenally. It's becoming more than a full-time job.
And it's international.
Yes, it is international. We are broadcasting right now in all of the Central Valley of California. We're broadcasting in Costa Rica. We just opened 4 channels, television channels in Costa Rica.
Amen.
3ABN is doing one. The local channel, Esperanza TV, which is Hope Channel, is the other one. And then Some TV in English and Some TV in Spanish. We have the other 2 frequencies. And we're also broadcasting in all of the UK, besides Amen. Broadcasting on social media all across the world.
Well, good. Jelaine, I'll have a word of prayer.
Okay.
Our great Heavenly Father, just want to thank you for the opportunity to sojourn with Pastor Bohr, to learn what's happening, and to say praise the Lord for what he has done.
Amen. Amen.
Be with us and be with our listeners as they learn and to find how they can engage this ministry, part of your gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So I have a question, because you were pastor then for 40 years. Is that
right.
It? Okay. So how did you decide then start to do the production? I mean, because you retired from being a pastor and was led into doing production?
Well, actually, I was senior pastor of Fresno Central Seventh-day Adventist Church in Fresno, California. And it's there where we actually started the ministry. I was pastoring the church, and also we established the ministry there. We began in 2004 while I was still the pastor. So several years I was the president of Secrets Unsealed and also the senior pastor of Fresno Central Church.
And you cover all kinds of topics. And one thing I like here at this camp meeting, I'm just loving to hear, you really have studied the Bible. I mean, you're saying you speak Spanish and English, but you must know Greek because you're always telling us those words in the Bible.
Yeah, Greek was one of my favorite topics when I went to school. It's a very very systematic language, you know, with it has some exceptions, but not a lot of exceptions. And it's very similar to Spanish. And so it was very easy for me to pick up Greek. Good language. New Testament is in Greek.
Right, yeah, because the Old Testament is in Hebrew.
Hebrew, and also there's portions that are in Aramaic, which is kind of like the relationship between Spanish and Portuguese.
Oh, okay.
Very similar.
Okay. And so I want to ask you a question. What is the favorite subject you like to talk about?
Well, you know, we major in biblical studies. My favorite area, of course, is Bible prophecy, and also the distinctive doctrines of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, things like the Sabbath, the state of the dead, our health message, etc. But our television channel does much more than just broadcast sermons and studies. We also do cooking demonstrations. We do health lectures. We do family life programming. We do music. Because you really need a variety. You can't be broadcasting sermons 24 hours a day because, you know, it's very tiring. You need some variety because people have different tastes.
Right. Now, do you have any children's programming?
We do have some children's programming. You know, we broadcast every week a worship service and a full Sabbath school, including a children's story.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of children's programming, but we do have the children's story during our worship service on Sabbath mornings.
Well, that's one thing that is lacking, I think, in the Christian ministry is children programming. There's just not enough.
Yeah, I think maybe the television ministry that produces most children's programming is 3ABN. Mm-hmm. They have a really, really good children's program.
Mm-hmm. So that's where you're located now, is in the Fresno area?
Yes, our headquarters are in Fresno, California.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about, because you've expanded.
Yes, we started actually at Fresno Central Church. The church lent us two small rooms. We started there with nothing.
And you outgrew them.
And of course, we outgrew that very quickly. So we started looking for a facility. We found a facility that's 10,000 square feet. It's a warehouse in an industrial area. And we didn't have the money, but within 3 months, we threw out the idea to our audience, and we were able to raise the money to purchase the building. Since then, we've expanded it to 12,000 square feet. But we've outgrown that. We can't function very efficiently there anymore because there's not enough space for the people we need to employ. We have a good problem, and that is that the Lord has blessed us with good finances, but we need more personnel. And so, you know, we are looking, actually we found a new place where we're going to relocate the ministry.
Now, and it was just vacant land? Because I remember reading a little bit about this. And how many acres?
Yeah, it's 435 acres. It's 40 minutes from where we're at now. It is virgin territory. In other words, it didn't have any wells, no septic, no buildings, none of those things. So in the last couple of years, we have been digging wells. We dug one that is giving 30 gallons per minute.
How deep did you have to go?
We had to go about 500 feet.
I was going to say, because water's very important.
Yes, it is. But we're about 40 minutes from Fresno, and we're 2,000 feet above where Fresno is. Mm-hmm. And so there's more water up there, and there's much more fertile land as well. So in the last several months, we've really intensified. We're going to dig two more wells. We also are checking into solar because we want to be self-contained. We're grading the roads. The architects are just about finished with the plans.
How big is the building going to be?
It's actually going to be four buildings.
Okay.
Two studios, production studios, one for our offices and the other for distribution. And but we haven't started building. People ask, well, are you building yet? Yeah. Well, you have to have permits from the county. And we're working on that. And you also have to have, plans, building plans. And the architects are just about finished with the four-building plan.
So are you finding, because I mean, I'm in real estate, but I'm hearing California, it's tough sometimes, and to get all the permits and to get the okays to do everything. Are you having difficulties?
No, we're not having difficulties, because really the zoning is zoned for religious purposes.
Oh.
And a part of it is zoned for residential.
Oh.
And so, you know, the residential is going to allow us to build homes for those who work up there. And the other is going to allow us to build, you know, for production studio, because it's for religious purposes. So we haven't had any trouble so far, but California is the regulation state of the United States.
Right.
So keep us in your prayers.
So was it already zoned religious, or did you get that changed?
It was already zoned. We would not have bought it if it wasn't zoned, because it takes a lot of red tape to change the zoning. So it's zoned in the way that in which we need it.
So, and God knew this. So my next question is, wow, Tom, 435 acres?
That's a lot of acreage.
Yes. So that's not what you were looking for, was it?
Yes, we were looking for a large piece of property, because eventually we want to have camp meetings there. We want to do our Anchor School of Theology there. You know, we're going to plant a large organic orchard. We're planning on planting a large organic garden to offer to the supermarkets in town and also to the community. So it's a very small community. There's only one restaurant within 40 minutes.
Wow.
And but it's out in the country. It's very nice. And by the way, it's a place where Ellen White spent time. In Burrow Valley.
Mm.
And, you know, she actually spent a month there. And she would have set up her headquarters there instead of in St. Helena if it hadn't been for the fact that it's too far from the publishing house. At that time, you know, they didn't have airplanes. And they didn't have cars. And so, you know, she was not able to locate there.
Oh, that's amazing. It's a miracle.
Yes.
You know, Strong Tower Radio, similar things happening that's not, I mean, we have a 20,000 square foot building. We had no idea. That's not what we planned. But see, you have bigger plans, and I think that's just wonderful. So God led you to that, and you were able to get that.
Yeah, praise the Lord that the Lord has led us every step of the way. And one wonderful thing about our ministry is that from the beginning, we have never owed anyone one penny. We've operated in the black. That's our philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the donors, when we present a project, they just come through. It's amazing how the Lord has led in the ministry step by step. As we look back, we can see the hand of the Lord.
Amen. I just think it's wonderful. I mean, I knew you had a lot of acreage. I had no idea that you had all these, you know, grand plans, but that's just fantastic.
Well, you have to have a vision.
Yes.
You know, the key to being successful is you have to have a vision, and then you have to get people to buy into the vision. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if the vision is only yours, it's not going to go very far. But if you can convince other people about the potential,
mm-hmm.
people will buy in, and then the vision will expand.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Tell us a little bit more about your ministry and what you're going to be providing in this new facility, besides camp meetings and the orchards and living centers and stuff like that.
Well, basically, we are planning on doing all of our operations from there. We're going to keep the building that we have because, you know, when we bring guest speakers in, we're not going to have lodging up there, at least in the immediate future, for them to stay up there. And they're not going to want to commute 40 minutes up and 40 minutes down. So we're still going to keep the building that we have in town for production. But, you know, we want to basically have all of our activities eventually in the buildings that the architects are designing. That means that we'll have our Anchor School of Theology there, which we have once a year right now. It begins on a Monday and ends on a Sabbath in the evening. A very intensive study of a certain topic you know, we'll deal with how to study Bible prophecy, the law and the Sabbath, you know, health principles, and it's 24 intensive hours in the course of the week. We're also going to be doing all of our productions from there for children's programming, Sabbath morning worship service, Sabbath school. Everything that we do now in the studio is going to be done up there.
So I know you have, you don't really call it camp meeting, but you always have something in the fall, right?
Yeah, we have our summit in the fall.
Summit.
That is not done in our facility. We go up to Tenaya Lodge, which is near Yosemite National Park, and it's actually a five-star resort. It's really nice. Great food. We get up early at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, to do a walk. We have somebody that's in charge of that. There's a pool there. We have children's programming. We have a lineup of speakers. And, you know, there's beautiful scenery, great food. I mean, I'm trying to convince you to come this year.
Every time I read about it, I always think it sounds wonderful.
What time of year do you have that?
It's always the last weekend of October. It begins on a Wednesday night, and it goes through Sunday at noon, the last weekend in October.
It is, I mean, you call it a summit. That's what you call it. But it's like a mini camp meeting that we're familiar with.
Yeah, I suppose so. But, you know, we usually have about 100 to 125 people that attend. So I don't know if you can call it a full-fledged camp meeting because it's a small group of people that actually come, because people have to pay for their flights.
Right.
They have to pay for their hotel rooms. We charge like $150 for the programming and for the meals. But it's expensive, you know, to pay for the hotel and to pay for airfare, auto rental, and so on. So the number of people that actually come is limited.
But
not by us, but by the expense.
Right. But you always have, like you said, speakers. I mean, it always sounds like it's very interesting to be able to go to it.
Yeah, this year we have Ron Kelly, who is from this conference. He's the pastor of the Village Church near Andrews. And he's our featured speaker. And, of course, I speak there. C.A. Murray, who used to work at 3ABN.
Well, yeah, now he's with you, right?
He
retired, but now he's with you.
Yeah, we were able to recruit him from retirement. And, you know, we have other speakers. We have a new fellow from Ecuador. He's bilingual. David Salazar, who's going to be speaking as well. So, you know, we have a lineup of probably 5 to 6 speakers. We try to do health lectures and theology lectures, sometimes nature lectures. Try to provide a variety.
So now if anybody wants to contact Secrets Unsealed or contact you or maybe learn more about your summit, where do they go to find this information out?
Okay, they can go to our website. Our website is secretsunsealed.org. And, you know, it's a fantastic website. They can, you know, basically go there and see all of our productions that we've ever done. They can also get information about the different activities that we have. And there's information there on the summit. In fact, there's a little tab that says summit. And so if they click there, there's a form for them to be able to register to come to the summit. And I had several people here at Michigan Camp Meeting ask me about the summit, and some told me that they're actually planning on coming to the summit this year.
Yeah. So is there, if somebody wants, like, have questions, a phone number, email?
Okay. Email. They can email me, Pastor Bohr. That's B-O-H-R, by the way, not B-O-A-R or B-O-R-E. Pastor Bohr at secretsunsealed.org. Or else they can go to our website, which is www.secretsunsealed.org. And they'll find all of the information there. The number, phone number, is 559-264-2300.
Do it again.
Once again, 559-264-2300.
Okay, because lots of times people hear a program and they didn't catch something. Sometimes they'll call us, so that's why I always like to have, you know, our speakers mention how to contact them.
Thank you for the reminder.
What is the goal of Secrets Unsealed?
The purpose of Secrets Unsealed is to spread present truth.
And define present truth. That's a Jelaine question.
Present truth is the distinctive message of the Adventist Church, which includes things like the Sabbath, the state of the dead, health reform, the sanctuary, the distinctives of the Adventist Church. Because, that's what we major in.
Because how many other churches are teaching these? That's why they're so distinctive to the Adventist Church. They're from the Bible.
Yes. And they are the doctrines that are disputed by the Christian world because our doctrines are different than the doctrines that they have. For example, most churches say that when a person dies, their soul goes to heaven. Well, we don't teach that. They teach that Sunday is the day we're supposed to worship. Well, we don't teach that. We'd say that it's the Bible Sabbath because the Bible teaches that. So we major also in prophecy because our view of prophecy is totally different than the view of prophecy that the Christian world has. This is not to demean the Christian world, but it is the mission of our church to present what the Christian world is not presenting.
Well, because if you don't know anything and you're reading the Bible, you see where what we are trying to share with people, oh, that's what the Bible says.
Sure. Take the Bible for what it says.
Yes, but so many other, and it's just because tradition, and Jesus even talked about tradition, and that's what's happened down through the ages.
In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men, is what Jesus said. Unfortunately, the populace has the tendency of trusting what their religious leaders say. And, you know, we need to respect our religious leaders, our pastors, but we always need to compare what the pastor says, and I include myself there, with what the Bible says. We have to responsibly study the Bible for ourselves to know for sure that what we believe is in harmony with what we find in the Bible.
That's right, because everything, this present truth, it's right there in the Bible. I mean, that's all we need. I know our church has been blessed with having Mrs. White, and I love her writings, but if you didn't have anything else, you've got the Bible, you've got God's Word, you know the truth.
Yeah, you know, if I could just do a comparison, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they have many, many very good features. I mean, they're family-oriented, and they have high health principles. And, you know, you have the young men that come to your house. Mm-hmm. I've had several times that's happened. And they're good kids, mm-hmm. you know. But when they come to your house the first time, what they want to do is convince you that they can use the Book of Mormon besides the Bible to teach their doctrines. And so they tell you all the story about the golden plates and about Joseph Smith and everything in the Book of Mormon. And the purpose is so that in the successive Bible studies, they not only have to use the Bible, but they can also use the Book of Mormon, Doctrine and Covenants, etc. In the Adventist Church, it's the opposite. We teach everybody from the Bible, mm-hmm. all of our doctrines from the Bible. And then when we get to the end, we say, oh, by the way, we have a prophet. Her name is Ellen White. And then we introduce people to Ellen White. And when people read her, they find, well, she's just amplifying what already is in the Bible.
Exactly.
So we don't present the prophet first. We present the prophet last. Not because she's less important, but because we have to base our doctrines on the Bible. Mm-hmm. And then we go to her writings because she expands upon them, corrects us when we go astray from Scripture, and she helps us understand and clarify what is contained in the Bible. She's not another Bible, like many people say, that we believe.
Right, that's right. Yeah, it's really too bad. That's why I always say, all we need is the Bible. I mean, I love her writings, but all we need is the Bible to learn, you know, what God's Word says and to know the truth of the Bible.
That's correct. We can get all of our belief system from the Bible.
You know, you do a wonderful job. Thank you so much I can remember the very first time I ever heard you, and I was watching 3ABN, And I, my husband, he was outside. It was on a Sabbath afternoon. We live on a farm. He was feeding the animals or something. And I called him and I said, I don't know who this guy is. His name is Stephen Bohr. And man, he's telling me stuff I've never heard before. You know, I had to get out the Bible. And yes, like you said, I mean, it was just amazing. You were explaining things. And once I got the Bible and read what you were saying, I'm like, oh, yeah, I see it now. I didn't see it before. Uh-huh. So I really appreciate your ministry.
Praise the Lord. You know, when I preach, the best compliment that people can give me, you know, some people say, oh, you know, that's brilliant. Never heard of that before. It goes off of me like water off a duck. If people tell me it was clear, I understood it, that's music to my ears. That's all they need to say.
Yeah. Well, that's real important. When we're, you know, presenting Bible truths, it needs to be understood and clear.
Amen.
I enjoy the Genesis Code. That's the one that I've really enjoyed of your series.
Yeah, we've aired quite a few of his programs.
Absolutely.
It's a great pleasure to be here at Michigan Camp Meeting, and I want to thank you for inviting me to be on Tower Radio. Did you ever tell them about when I visited your facility?
No, that happened after we did the recording. Yes, you know, if Pastor Bohr can come all the way from California to visit Strong Tower Radio, the rest of our listeners can travel across the state, maybe even across the world, to come visit us. We love giving a tour of and show the miracles that God has done right at this place, and that miracle can also happen in your life, too.
It's a great facility that you have there. Near Cadillac, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I had the pleasure in my last trip in January of going down there in the midst of a snowstorm and had a great time. Thank you for the tour. It was great.
Well, we're glad that you, because you were up at Camp Asaba at a ministerial retreat, and we're just glad that you took time out of your, you know, trip to stop by and see us. And so we feel very privileged that you did. You know, but we're all in ministry.
Amen.
And wanting people to learn more about Jesus and know the Bible truth and be ready because he is coming back soon.
Amen. Amen. All the signs show that he's even at the door.
That's right. Well, folks, we've been talking with Stephen Bohr, who is the president of Secrets Unsealed and Some TV. So if anybody wants to go watch TV, where do they find it?
Well, let me just mention one other thing. We have an incredible app. The Some TV app. People who download the app for free can watch everything that we've ever done in 20 years of our existence. They can also watch, not only watch the television programs, but also read all of the study notes. I've written about 15,000 pages of study notes, and they can read them all. You know, they can watch the production on television on the screen. And on the bottom, you have scrolling the study notes.
Wow.
So they can read and watch at the same time. So I want to encourage everyone to download the SUM TV app.
Okay. All right. And then secretsunsealed.org. They can go to the website.
Right.
And if anybody wants to contact you, it's Pastor Bohr, B-O-H-R, at secretsunsealed.org.
.org, right. And the phone number, 559-264-2300, repeating 559-264-2300.
Okay, well, God bless you, and you know, may God continue to lead your facility, and I'm looking forward to this 400 some acres and what God's going to be doing there.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. God bless your ministry too. We love all media ministries in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Keep up your good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.